Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
To the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And of course, you can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. Make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and Parler page. And follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. And of course, make sure you order yourself a Blame Dalton button. That's the best way to never have to take responsibility for your actions again. Oh, that's just too brutal. Too painful. Pat, you're on the John Whitmer Show. Thanks for calling, my friend.
Yes, sir. Patrick Kelly, native Kansan. I wanted to ask you, did you see the ballot counter testimony in Philadelphia? He's a Democrat. He videotapes himself. His testimony's tremendous. He said, as he's videotaping himself, counting the ballots behind him, he says, I'm a registered Democrat, and I have never seen such corruption in my entire life. I want to put this on the governor of Philadelphia and the district attorney. And I mailed you that testimony, John, over at wherever Steve McIntosh is in you all office.
Yep. I saw that. I have seen that. It is... This thing, and I've also seen some of the other cases, you know, there are things that people are not tracking on this. And here's the thing, and I may be hesitant here. This is not like Bush v. Gore. Unfortunately, in that case, we only had one state. That's the thing that, and I think that's why the Trump campaign is being hesitant here. They're not, you know, they're being very pragmatic about this. But to give you some points of reference here, in Fairfax, Virginia, they've already switched 1,000 votes, or they had switched 100,000 votes from Trump to Biden due to a clerical error. You've got the issue that you mentioned, Pat, in Philadelphia. Wisconsin discovered 112,000 Biden ballots between the hours of 3:30 a.m. and 4:30 a.m. Wisconsin obviously had more registered voters. Now, they do allow same-day registration in some of these states, so maybe that covered it. In Nevada, they're still having issues with the counts in Nevada. Michigan gained 138,339 ballots for Biden since they stopped counting. So since the election ended, all of a sudden 138,000 ballots came in. Six states that Trump had sizable leads in on election night, all six states decided to stop counting ballots on election night, and then all of a sudden, slowly over the next few days, his lead started to shrink, Joe Biden's lead started to grow. And then, of course, you had the stuff with Twitter deleting the president's tweets. You had North Carolina that had 100% of precincts counted for Trump, and yet only here in the last day or two did they finally declare North Carolina for the president. I mean, there's just so many incidents like this where you've got time after time and pieces. Now, a lot of it's anecdotal. A lot of it is circumstantial. But, yeah, I've seen what you're talking about where you actually have a poll worker who's swearing and willing to testify. I mean, he's willing to testify, isn't he? This is a firsthand case, right?
He says he's a Democrat, too.
Right, right, yeah. And he's, here's the key. You're going to have cases like this where people are going to have to be willing to testify under oath in a court. That's going to be the key, because if you can't get situations where people are willing to testify in court, then we're going to have problems. Because if it's all anecdotal, then we're going to have a problem like this. Pat, I mean, have you actually seen, are there other cases like that, or is this strictly the one incident? Because otherwise,
yes,
if it's just
rumor. I can show you 10 other instances, starting with a data expert that was a pollster counter. He went in and he was to watch the absentee ballots, and he's in charge of data security, and he said it's really odd that he saw a router blinking above, and he saw wires coming out, and he was told directly, don't touch anything. And what they were doing is they were hooked up to the internet, number
right.
one. And I also, from my own gut feeling of watching the Russian collusion delusion, that this is a war game 30 months ago by deep state. And they were not going to allow President Trump to do what he did the last time. And it started in early morning hours when they stopped counting.
Yes.
And I just want to make my other good point is that I think Fox News fired Judge Jadeen, and she's no longer working there. On Fox, you only see maybe 1,000 supporters of President Trump on the mega rally today. It was 150,000 people. And you pick it up on Infowars.com. You see the immense mega rally, and you see President Trump being deluged with flag-bearing Americans as he drove through with his limousine. You don't see that on Fox.
No, Newsmax TV is another one that's showing a lot of that footage where they're just, I mean, they're showing all the patriots that are coming out to support the president. You know, there's definitely, here's what I will say, never in our history has any of these circumstances taken place during an election. And that's really the concern here. It what we have to do, we don't want, what Republicans can't afford for is for the left, for the media, for the deep state to be able to demonize the whole process and demonize Republicans as being tinfoil hat wearing kooks, you know? So that's why I think we have to be smart about
this. I'm with you. There's another testimony, United States postal worker. He was told by his supervisor, and his testimony is there on Infowars.com. He said, my supervisor said to date these incorrectly, so they go in and count for Joe Biden. And the FBI investigated the postal worker and said, I don't want to scare you, but you should be scared, the postal worker. He gave his testimony to Veritas Project.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Well, that's the key here.
On Infowars.com, along with 10 others. And I'm just so grateful to see the flag-bearing people deluge limousine with President Trump in that it's 150,000. It was just immense.
That is the key.
The spread of people.
That is the key. Pat, I appreciate you calling. And, you know, I don't care who you voted for on this or who you wanted to win. Dishonesty and cheating is not the way to go about it. Every American should be outraged at cheating and how this all came about. So I think that's the key. We just need to make sure that every vote is counted, every legal vote is counted. After the top of the hour break, former GOP Congresswoman Nan Haworth is going to be with us to talk to us about how this election was absolutely historic, the number of Republican women who are going to be joining the next House of Representatives. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.